last couple of days we've been discussing the Machlokes HaRishonim as to what bracha we make on which matzah. Rashi and Rashbam are of the opinion that we make a Birchas HaMotzi on the Shleima, and we make a bracha al achilas matzah on the Prusa. But we bring an extra Shleima in order to have two Shleimas for Lechem Mishnah, because the requirement of Lechem Mishnah of Yom Tov applies on the Seder night as well. And Tosfos, Rabbi Menachem Meyuni and the Balei Tosfos here in Psochim and Avkuf Tezayin, they claim that you make both brachas on the Prusa, both the Birchas HaMotzi and the Bracha Lechilas Matzah, have to be recited on the Prusa. So we were discussing Thursday, we were talking about Rashi and Rashbam, going back to Rashi and Rashbam. The Rif and the Rambam assume that you only have 1.5 matzahs on the Seder night. You don't have the two shleimas. But Rashi and Rashbam, and most of the other Rishonim, assume that you have two shleimas. So specifically, Rashi and Rashbam, who claim that the bracha l'achilas matzah is on the prusa, if the bracha l'achilas matzah is on the prusa, nachamol, not Rashi and Rashbam, Tosfos. Tosfos agrees to Rashi and Rashbam that even though the two brachas are on the prusa, you still need two shleimas for the din of Lechem Mishnah. Right? The Rif and the Rambam are standing alone. They're the only ones who claim that you have 1.5 matzahs for Lechem Mishnah on the Seder night. But the other Rishonim, both Rashi and Rashbam, who claim that the brachas are split on the different matzahs, and Tosfos, who claims that both brachas are on the Prusa, they both schools of thought seem to say that you need two shleimas for the din of Lechem Mishnah. You need two shleimas against the Rif and the Rambam. So the question is, Bishlama Rashi and Rashbam, the fact that you have two shleimas for Lechem Mishnah, that's not so shver, since the bracha of Hamotzi is going on the shleima anyway, so then we can understand. If the din of Lechem Mishnah is that you're supposed to have a birchas Hamotzi on two shleimas, so that's what you have. You need two shleimas for the din of Lechem Mishnah. The bracha of Hamotzi is going on the shleima, so we can understand why Rashi and Rashbam would say that you need two shleimas. But the problem is, according to Rabbi Menachem Meyuni and the Balei Tosfos here, if you assume that even the Birchas HaMotzi goes on the Prusa, so what are you having two shleimas for? Besides the Prusa, you need two shleimas for the din of Lechem Mishnah, but what are you doing on these two shleimas? You're not doing the Birchas HaMotzi on the two shleimas that you're doing on the Prusa. You're not being Botzeya from the two shleimas, presumably you're going to be Botzeya from the Prusa. If the brachas are on the Prusa, so then you're going to be eating from the Prusa to be able to these two brachas. So what exactly is the din of Lechem Mishnah over here? So we quoted that the Sefer Devar Shmuel wants to suggest that you see a very fundamental yisod from Tosfos. And Tosfos is assuming that the concept of Lechem Mishnah is not that you make a bracha on two kikara shleimos on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Nor is it that you're supposed to be botzeya from two kikara shleimos on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But rather, the idea is that b'shas ha-bracha, you're supposed to have the two shleimos in front of you. You're supposed to be oches of the two shleimas, you're supposed to have them in front of you. That's the din of Lechem Mishnah, according to Tosfos. We said that Lechora, this is a Machlokes Rishonim. We presented part of the Rishonim, I want to flesh it out, and then I want to bring it back to Tosfos. We said Rashi and Shabbos has a Lashon on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, that Livtzoa Birchas Amotzi no ketarti ochazan biyodam, loktu ksiv demashma achizam. Loktu lechem mishnah, the Klal Yisrael collected lechem mishnah. It sounds like b'shas achiza was lechem mishnah. But the key is the achiza according to Rashi. So it would seem according to Rashi that the din of lechem mishnah is to have the two kikaros in front of you b'shas habrocha. From the Rambam and Ilchas Brochas, you get a different impression because the Rambam says that the Rambam is kolel this halach of lechem mishnah in Hilchas Betzias Hapas. He says, "B'Shabbos of the Yom Tovim, Chayav Levtzoa Shtei Kikaros, Not L'Shteim Biyadu, Botzea Achas Mehem." You take the two Kikaros, you Chayav Levtzoa Shtei Kikaros, and you take the two Kikaros and you Botzea one from them. So it sounds like the Rambam is saying, taking both of them, being Botzea from one out of two, since both are in front of you, and you're being Botzea from one out of two, it's like being Botzea on Shtei Kikaros. So the Rambam seems to learn that the din of Lechem Mishnah is Betzia Sapas. The Betzia has to be on Lechem Mishnah. The Rashba has a third Shita. The Rashba in Brachis, the Gemara in Brachis, Gemara in Brachas and Lamentes and Rebbe says, Rabbi Zeira have a botza akula sherusa. Rabbi Zeira would be botzaya akula sherusa. Amalei Ravina l'Rav Ashi v'yokam eschazi k'rav tenusa. How could Rabbi Zeira do that? But he looks like a glutton. Amalei kevin the koyoma lo ka'ovid hachi v'ha'idna ka'ovid lo meschazi k'rav tenusa. Since he normally doesn't do this, but now on Shabbos and Yom Tov he's doing that, he's botza akula sherusa, he's not mechzi k'rav tenusa, it's okay. What was he doing that they were so concerned about? It was Batsa Akula Sherusa. So Rashi says, Batsa Akula Sherusa, Prusa Gedola Shaya Dailo L'chol Asuda B'Shabbos. Rabbi Zeira used to cut from the Lecha Mishnah a very large piece, a piece that was enough for the entire meal. You know, he needs a little challah with the fish, and then he needs challah with his dips, and maybe with a little bit of soup. So he cut a big piece that's enough for the entire meal. That's what he did. That was special. And the concern was he's mechzi k'rav tenusa because he's cutting such a big piece. So the Gemara says, no, since he doesn't do that every day, only does it for Shabbos and Yom Tov. So therefore we see that it's a chashivas for Shabbos and Yom Tov, so that's fine. Comes the Rashba in Brochus, he says he thinks Rashi's pshat is very difficult. This is in the second chelik of the packet, packet 16. The Rashba, the Rashi writes, "Pirush Rashi is now prusa gedola sheyadaylo lekula suda." Ve'ena mechuvim beinai. He says, "Chada dulo havelei lememra akula sherusa elabotza kula sherusa." If Reb Zeira was cutting a piece that was big for the whole meal, so you should say he cut the whole meal's worth. Not he cut on the whole meal's worth. Sherusa is a meal, so he should say not that he cut on the meal. He cut the meal. He cut the challah needed for the meal. What's Rashi saying? The Rashba felt that cutting a big piece, that's not mechzi k'rav tenusa. He doesn't look like a glutton. He's supposed to cut a big piece. He's supposed to cut a big piece. Supposed to have a chashivas. The Ode says the Rashba, davar lamed me'inyana hu da'amar rebchia tzarech l'vtzoh ashtei kikaros. Rebchia says that you have to cut on shtei kikaros. So he says, Dover halameid mein yonahu, it's like a hemshech. What's the Gemara saying? Elevadai hachi perusha, botza akola kikoras amanachos lefon of lecho. The Rashba says, Rabbi Zeira wasn't botzea on one of the kikoras. Rav Kana took two kikoras and he was botzea on one of the two. Rabbi Zeira was botzea on both of them. He cut both kikoras. So on that, the Gemara asks, "Ay v'ha mechzi k'rav tenusa." That's the kasha. Why should you cut two of the rolls? Do you cut two loaves? If you're eating, so it makes sense to cut one loaf. Why should you cut two loaves? The cutting of the two loaves, he says, looks like he's a glutton. But the hemshich makes a lot of sense, he claims. That if some cut one of two, Rabbi Zeira cuts each one of the kikaros, so that's what the Gemara is saying. It's a chumrah. No, the chumrah is not to cut a big enough piece that you can last for the whole meal. The chumrah is that instead of cutting one of the kikaros, you cut both kikaros. That's the chiddush. That's the chiddush, Dr. Rashba. Why does the Rashba learn this way? What's the Rashba's impression of the din of Lecha Mishnah? So lechora, you could explain one of two ways. Either that the Rashba is learning the same as the Rambam, that the din of Lecha Mishnah is that you need a bitsia on Lecha Mishnah, that you're supposed to cut. He's supposed to cut Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. But the Rashba just disagrees with the Prat of the Rambam. That the Rambam claims that if you cut one loaf out of two, that's like a Bitsia on Shtei Kikaros, since you bring the two loaves with Chila, and now you cut one out of two, so that's viewed like it's a Bitsia on Shtei Kikaros. Comes the Rashba and says, no, you gotta actually have to cut on the two Kikaros in order for it to be considered a Bitsia on Shtei Kikaros. That's one way to look at the Rashba. Another way to look at the Rashba is maybe he learns that Lecha Mishnah is not a din in Bitsias HaPas Bichlal. That's not the point. Lecha Mishnah means much more than that. Lecha Mishnah means you have to eat from both kikaros. It's not a din in Achiza Shnei Lecham and Bishas HaBrocha, like Rashi. It's not a din in Bitsias HaPas like the Rambam, but rather what the Rashba is saying is that the din of Lecha Mishnah is a din in Achilas HaLecha. that chayev adam levtsoa al shtei kikaros b'shabbos doesn't mean that you have to be both tsoa al shtei kikaros. No, it's more than that. It's that you're supposed to eat from both lechamim. That the betziyas hapas should be on both lechamim so that you'll actually eat from both. So Zakhtar Ashba, it makes sense. Not just to cut one out of two. Maybe according to the Rambam, maybe the Rambam is right that in order to be considered a betziyah on shtei kikaros, as long as you do the betziyah with two kikaros in front of you, cutting one out of two, that's like a betziyah on two kikaros. But the reality is, if you don't eat from both kikaros, then you're not yotzei the din. Maybe the Rashba holds the din of lechem mishnah is to eat from both kikaros. So of course you got to be betziyah from both of them in order that you should eat from both of them. So how do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? So we mentioned last time the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you cut only one out of two. This is in packet 16 on page 4. In Hilchos Shabbos in Or Chaim it's in Reishayin Dalet. Botzea shtei kikaros she'ochis shteyem biyado botzea hatachtonu. The Shulchan Aruch says you botzea al shtei kikaros. Notice he starts by saying that the din of lechem mishnah is to be botzea al two kikaros. What does that mean that you botzea al two kikaros? That means she'ochis shteyem biyado u'botzea hatachtona, and you cut the bottom one. Now that's interesting. You'd imagine we should cut the top one. So the Ramah adds v'dafka b'leile Shabbos. This special halacha that you cut the bottom of the two kikaros, that's only on Leile Shabbos. This is a halacha some people don't know. That on Leil Shabbos, the time is mipi Kabbalah, that you cut the bottom lechem instead of the top lechem. Aye, but you're supposed to eat from the lechem that's closer to you. You're supposed to make a bracha on the lechem that's closer to you. So the post can say that you're supposed to bring the bottom lechem closer to you. Put the top lechem a little bit further away, put the bottom lechem closer, and you're botzeya on the bottom lechem. That's only Shabbos night. Yom Tov night is the same as any other time. Yom Tov night, Yom Tov day, Shabbos day, you're botzeya on the top lechem. Put the top lechem closer to you and you're botzeya on that lechem. Okay? That's how the Ramah continues. And the Tam is al-pi Kabbalah. So this is the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch passes that you botzei one out of two. He could be going like the Rambam. That's the Poshe Pshat. He's going like the Rambam. It sounds like the Shulchan Aruch is learning Lechem Mishnah as a din in the Betziyah, as he says, botzei al shtei kikaros. Right? But he holds that one out of two is sufficient. So comes the Mishnah Berurah, and Sukkot and Dalet, and quotes from the Gra. The Shalah and the Gra were no way like the parish of the Rashba to cut on both lechem. Rashal the Shalah no belach dochshneke parish Rashba v'chen hiskim haGra. And then he gives you a way to do it if you're concerned about the monies that you'll be cutting too many chalas and it's too much money. So he says you can have two chalas that are different sizes. You cut the right, you'll have a challah that's normal size, and you have a smaller challah. You don't need to make them both large. So you'll be able to be mekayim this din without cutting the second challah that's too big. But this is the chumrah of the gra. So some people do this. Some people are makbid for the gra, for the rashba, and they cut both lechamim for each one of the meals. Some say that it's a zecha to the lechem aponim too, that they change the lechem aponim on Shabbos, lechem aponim with 12 loaves. So if you cut each one of the lechamim, so each meal you'll have like four pieces, so 4 times 3 is 12, so it's a zecha to that too. But that's not the Ikar reason. The Ikar reason is the Gra follows the Rashba, that he assumes that the din of lechem mishnah requires that you cut both of the loaves. So this is what the Sefer Devar Shmuel wants to suggest, that Rabbi Menachem Meyuni and Tosfos seem to hold like Rashi. They seem to hold that the din of Lechem Mishnah is not a din in Betziyas Sapas. It's not a din in Achilas HaLechem. It's a din that you're supposed to be Ochez Lechem Mishnah B'Shas HaBrochem. So that's why they say that even though the Betziyah and the Brocha are on the Prusa, on the Seder night, Rabbeinu Menachem and Tosfos hold that both the Birchas HaMotzi and the Bracha L'Achilas Matzah are on the Prusa. Even though the Brachas are on the Prusa, and the Betziah is on the Prusa, presumably, it's not on the Shleima B'chlal. So why are you having two Shleimas? Why are you having two Shleimas here? How can you fulfill the Din of Lechem Mishnah if your Bracha and your Betziah is not on the two Shleimas? The answer is they hold that the Din of Lechem Mishnah requires that you have two Shleimas in front of you, B'Shas HaBracha. That's the point. It's a Pesach Hashivas for Shabbos, that Peshas HaBrach, you should have two Shlemas that you're Ochez, that are in front of you, that you're holding on to at the time of the Brach. So as long as you have the two Shlemas, even if the Brachas are not going on the Shalem, and even if the Betzi is not going to go on the Shalem, you're still going to be Yotzeh, the Din of Lech HaMishnah. The Sefer Devar Shmuel actually brings a beautiful raya. He says it's clear that the Shlemas are only coming to be in front of you. They're only coming to be in front of you at the time of the Bracha. Why? What does Tosa say? Nira, the Gama Motzi Tzorch Levarech Halapusa, the Chemash of Perketzim Avarchim, etc. The Gemara Bracha says, Moda le'inyin Pesach deni Mavarech Halashlema Ela Al Hapusa, Mishum Adaka Shalani Bepusa. Says Tosus, Umeinicha Besorcha Shlema, Kedeshe Nira Shebotza Ala Shlema. You put the Prusa Besorcha Shlema so that it's Nira that you're Botseya on the Shlema. What's he saying? That we're trying to straddle both sides of the fence. We're trying to have the Birchas Hamotzi on the Prusa, but we're Meinicha Prusa Besorcha Shlema so that it's Nira that you're Botseya on the Shlema too. If this idea that the reason why you're Meinicha Prusa Besorcha Shlema is because the Din of Lech HaMishnah requires that you're Botseya on the Shlemos, so then the Loshen shouldn't have been Meinicha Prusa Besorcha Shlema uBotseya, but rather Meinicha Prusa Besorcha Shlemos, because the Betzia has to be Chal on the Shlemos. If the Din of Lech HaMishnah is that the Betzia, the Bracha has to be on the Shlemos, the Betzia has to be on the Shlemos, so then the Loshen should have been Meinicha Prusa Besorcha Shlemos uBotseya. The fact that the Loshen in the Gemara Brachas is Meinicha Prusa Besorcha Shlema, that gives you the impression that it's not for a Din of Lech HaMishnah. The reason why you're putting the Prusa Besorcha Shlema is because if you make the Birchas HaMotzi on the Prusa, then that's a Bizoyon to the Birchas HaMotzi. There's a Din Kedima in the Birchas HaMotzi normally, that if you have a Shlema and you have a Prusa that's a Gadol, that you should be Mavarech on the Shalom. That's what the Gemara in Brachas is talking about. Machlokes HaMoraim, should you go after the Gadol, should you go after the Shalom? So we pass him that you should go after the Shalom. It's a discussion in the Gemara there. But comes the Gemara Lamaskon and says, but the Pesach, everyone agrees, HaKol Modim, that you're Meinicha Prusa B'Sorcha HaShlema. What's the idea? What are you doing that for? You're doing that for the Chashivas of the Bracha. Right? Meaning, even if we pass him normally that you should be Mevarech on the Shlema, but since the Din of Lech HaMoni requires that we focus on the Prusa on the Seder night, so we have to have the Prusa de B'Shas HaBracha too. The Bracha really is on the Prusa, but you're Meinicha Prusa B'Sorcha HaShlema, so that it's nearer that you're being Mevarech on the Shlema. Is that for the Din of Lech HaMishnah? No, it's a Din in the Bracha. For the Chashivas HaBracha, normally the Din Kedima would have it that we should be Mavarech on the Shlema, not the Prusa. So on Pesach, we put the two of them together because the Bracha really is on the Prusa, but we want to make it nearer that we're being Mavarech on the Shlema as well. So we put the two of them together. But that's not a Din in Lech HaMishnah. Even though Tosfos holds that you need Lech HaMishnah, you need Shtei Kikaros, that's not this Halacha that Meinicha Prusa B'Sorcha Shlema. That's a din in the bracha. If this were a din in the Lech HaMishnah, then it should have said Meinicha Prusa B'Sorcha Shlemos. So what's the halacha of Shlemos? If you're not bringing the Shlemos for the bracha, you're not bringing the Shlemos for the Betzia. So what's the halacha? So that's exactly the point. Tosis is assuming that the whole din of Lech HaMishnah is just that you should have the two Shlemos in front of you when you make the bracha. The bracha is not going on the Shlemos. There's no requirement that the bracha should go on the Shlemos. There's no requirement that the Betzia should be from the Shlemos. But there's a din lochdu lechem mishnah. That means that b'shas lakita, b'shas achiza, b'shas habracha, you're supposed to have the two lecharim in front of you. That's all. So that's why Tosus didn't say that you meiniach prusa b'soch hashleimos. That's not the idea. Meiniach prusa b'soch hashleimos to be botzea, so that the bracha is going to be on the shleima as well. That's not the key. The key to lechem mishnah is that the two kikara should be in front of you at the time of the bracha, but not that the bracha actually has to be charam. Okay. Questions? Till now we've assumed that the Rishonim have a debate what the Baruch is supposed to go on. Should the Birchas HaMotzi go on the Shlema, does it go on the Prusa? And what's the Machlokes? So those who assume that HaMotzi goes on the Prusa, they claim that either hold the Sabe Mechada Mitzvah, Sabe Be Nave Be Mitzvah Achriti, or that on the Seder night, we hold that the din of Sudas Yom Tov has to be fulfilled through a concept of Lech HaMoni, So since the prus is lechem oni, so the din of sudas yamtiv has to be fulfilled with the prus. Okay, those are the two options that we get. And the cholkim, those who argue, who claim that one should make a hamotzi on the shlema, what do they hold? They hold that they're a tzvei dinim. They hold that the din of sudas yamtiv and the din of lechem oni are different halachas. The din of lechem oni is chal on the prusa, that's the bracha l'chilas matzah, but the bracha hamotzi is on a sholim because the din of sudas yamtiv is a separate mitzvah. So it sounds like the chok and the rosh and the others who are cholik, Rashi, Rashbam, they seem to hold. The reason why we put different brachas on the different matzahs is because there are two halachas over here. There's a halach of lechem oni, and there's a halach of Suda Shabbos, and they're totally different. And you have different lecham, different kikaras, to be also the different halachas. That's what it sounds like. From Tosis and brachas, you get a different impression, that it's not simply that there are different halachas, so therefore we want to fulfill the halachas with different matzahs. It's not just that Sudas Yomtiv should get a kikar sholeh, it should get a matzah shlema because of the chashivus for Sudas Yomtiv. But rather, Tosin Bracha seems to be saying the reason why we have to split up the brachas and put the brachas hamotzi on the shlema and the bracha lachilas matzah on the prusa is because of what? Help me, it's because of what? Which principle that we've had before? Because einos and mitzvahs chavilas. Right? Tosis brings this up. Tosin Brachas brings this up. None of the Rishonim here in Pesachim mention this. The Rosh didn't talk about it. The Rosh just was troubled. How can the Rif and the Ram say that you have 1.5 matzahs? He didn't like that idea. But he didn't explain that the reason why you should split up the Brachas between the Shleim and the Prus is because of Chavilas. He didn't say something like that. The impression you get from the Rosh over here is that it's the same idea as the two full, as having two full matzahs as opposed to 1.5 matzahs. That Sudas Yomtiv requires that you fulfill the mitzvah in the same way as any other Yomtiv. So if in any other Yomtiv you have two Shleimus, on the Seder night you should have two Shleimus as well. But Tosfos and Brachos explains differently. Right? Tosfos and Brachos quotes the same Machlokes, but he brings up Chavilas. Tosfos says, what's the idea? The shita of those who claim that you have to use a different matzah for each bracha, that's because if you'll use the same matzah for both brachas, it's ein osim mitzvahs chavilas. And here I'll leave, it says Tosfos, d'ha avi bracha shel nenin, v'einam nekroim chavilas. D'ha akiddush v'vavim kiddush v'brichas hayayim. But then as we know, we spent a lot of time on this, Tosfos says, no, it's not really chavilas. It's not really chavilas. Because since it's a brichas hanenin and a brichas hamitzvah, that's not called chavilas. Only if you make two brichas hamitzvah on the chefta, that would be called an osim mitzvahs chavilas. But then Tosfos quotes the Ri at the end. He says, "V'hariya yerogel levarich tchila brichas hamotzi al shteyan kodem sheyivza, v'achakach mevarich al achilas matzah ubotzeya mishteyan achakach, v'ein zeh chavilas me'achash shoya osa al shteyan." First, Tosfos quotes from the Ri that he would make the Birchas HaMotzi on Shteyan and then make the Bracha L'chilas Matzah. It sounds like he'd make both Brachas on both Matzahs. This is like a fourth Shita. We never saw this before. Rabbeinu Menachem and Tosfos over here, Bayas and Pesachim, they hold that you make both Brachas on the Prusa. Rashi and Rashbam hold that you make the Birchas HaMotzi on the Shleima and the Bracha L'chilas Matzah on the Prusa. We just saw the Ri at the end of Tosfos here in Pesachim. The Ri said the Ri would make the Birchas HaMotzi on the Shlema, and that the Bracha L'chilas Matzah on the Prusa, u'botzeah mishteim, and then he'd be botzeah from both of them. It sounds from the Ri that he'd make different brachas on different matzahs. V'chein amadobar, and that's what people do, he says. Tosfos and Brachas is not saying that. Tosfos and Brachas says that the Ri would make the Birchas HaMotzi al Shteim. Not that he'd make the Birchas HaMotzi on the Shlema, the Bracha L'chilas Matzah on the Prusa, and then be botzeah from both of them. Being botzeah from both of them is not mashma that there's any significance to that. Meaning, it sounds from the Ri quoted by Tosfos in our sugya that you're really making different brachas on different matzahs. You're being both seya mishteya, because once you made a bracha of hamotzi on the shleima and a bracha of lechilas matzah on the prusa, so of course you got to be both seya mishteya, because you made brachas on different matzahs. Tosus and brachas is presenting the re differently. Tosus and brachas seems to be presenting that the re would make both brachas on both matzahs. Right, the birchas hamotzi certainly al shteyan. Right, hayorag levarach chila birchas hamotzi al shteyan kodem sheyivtsa. Diarach mevarach al achilas matza. Was that on shteyan? Certainly, the birchas hamotzi is on both of them. It sounds like he would make both brachas on both matzahs, and then he'd be both seyam shteyan. And why did he do that? Why did he do that? He did that so that it's not chavilas chavilas, because as long as you both say on mishteyan, if you do both brachas on both, so then it's not chavilas chavilas. Only if you try to be mekayin two mitzvahs on one chefza, you try to make both brachas on one chefza, it sounds like you're using the same chefza for two. But if there are two chafatzim over there, so even though you happen to be doing, you happen to be reciting both brachas and both chafats, and that's not called chavilas chavilas, because it's like we split it. We say it's two for two. It's two and two. That's not chavilas chavilas. So the Reed didn't throw out the idea of chavilas chavilas. It sounds like he is concerned about chavilas chavilas. He doesn't say that because it's a birchas hanenin and a birchas hamitzvah, the problem of chavilas chavilas doesn't exist. But he says that there's a simple solution, that you can make both brachas on both matzahs. You can make both brachas on both, and that's not called chavilas chavilas. But Tosus adds another nekudu. Sometimes the Ri didn't want to get involved in the machlokes, which bracha the matzah should go on. The lohoy arotz l'shanas haminig, and he didn't want to change the minig. Vayimavarech ala shleim atchila amotzi, vayibotzei ktsas, lohoy mafrida at shivarech ala prusa alachilas matzah, ubotzei mishtei en yachad. Sometimes the Ri wanted to straddle both sides of the fence. What does that mean? So he didn't want to get into the machlokes. The machlokas as to whether the matzahs, whether the brachas are going both on the prusa, or the hamotzi is going on the shleima and the bracha lechilas matzah is going on the prusa. But he didn't want to change the minig. Which minig? What's he talking about? The minig was to be mevarach on the shleima. He didn't want to get involved in the machlokas. It's a machlokas. Should you make a hamotzi on the shleima, or do you make a hamotzi on the prusa? So he didn't want to get involved in the machlokas, but yet the minig is to make the bracha on the shleima. So what did he do? So he'd make the bracha on the shleima. Then he'd be botzei ktsas. He cut it a little bit, but he wasn't mafrid. And obviously he didn't have the matzahs that we have, because if you cut the matzah a little bit, it gets cut completely. It's very hard to do that. But if he had some kind of a Sephardi matzah, like a pita type matzah, so he'd be able to pull it a little bit, somehow he was able to be botzei a little bit without being mafrid, then he'd make the bracha l'achilas matzah on the prusa, and he'd be botzei from both of them. What's he accomplishing? What was the Re trying to do? We know the Re was concerned about mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, right? So he wanted to be botzeah from both of them, because he felt when you're botzeah from both of them, then that solves the chavilas chavilas problem. But yet, he wants to be mekayim everything. He wants to straddle every side over here, right? So he wants to be mekayim that he'll be mevarech the birchas hamotzi on the shleima. But yet, he wants to be botzeya mishteya. So how exactly does that work? How is he accomplishing what he's trying to do? If he makes the birchas hamotzi on the shleima and he's botzeya ktsas, even if he's not mafrid. But it's clear, isn't that clear, that the bracha is on the shleima? So he's taking sides in the machlokas. The birchas hamotzi is not on the prusa if you're being mafrid a little bit. So what exactly is he accomplishing over here? The Rav wanted to explain that what the Re felt is that the betziah has to be immediately after the bracha. So he felt that in order not to change the minig, if you want the birchas hamotzi to go on the shleima, then you have to be botzeah immediately afterwards. But if you're not fully botzeah, so then it's clear that you want the birchas hamotzi to go on the prusa too. Because if you start the betziah, but you don't finish the betziah, so it is chal a little bit on the first matzah, meaning the idea that the betziah has to be right after the bracha, you're going to be yotze there. It's going to be immediately after the bracha. But since you're not finishing the ma'isa betziah, it's clear that the betziah is going on the prusa too. It's just you want to make another bracha on the prusa also. So that's how he was able to get out of his problem. He wanted to ensure that the bracha would really be on the Birchas HaMotzi would really be on the Shleima. How does he do that? By being Botzea immediately afterwards. By being Botzea immediately after the bracha on the Shleima, so then it's clear that the bracha is on the Shleima. But he also wanted to make it seem that the Birchas HaMotzi is on the Prusa too. Why? Why? Because of Chavilas Chavilas. He wanted to be Choshesh for the other Shita that... Again, he wanted the Birchas HaMotzi to be on the Shleima and not just on the Prusa because of a Chavilas Chavilas problem. But he also wanted to be Choshesh for the other Shita that the Birchas HaMotzi should be on the Prusa. So he wasn't Mafrid. He wasn't Mafrid the Chaticha completely. So if he's not Mafrid the Chaticha completely, so then the Betzia can be Chal on the Prusa too. The Betzia is not just on the Shleima, but it's on the Prusa as well. The Betzia will be on the Prusa as well, so he can be Yotze both Shitas. He can be Yotze both Shitas. But in the end, what does he say? Ubotzea Mishtein Yachad. He's Botzea from both of them. Why was he Botzea from both of them? Because again, he doesn't want it to be Chavilas Chavilas. So he wants to use both of them. He wants to use both matzahs. But because he split up the betzi into two parts, so then it's nearer that the Birchas HaMotzi is going on the Shleima, but it's also going on the Prusa. The whole idea of Ein Osa Mitzvahs, Chavilas Chavilas, is a perception issue. So as long as the perception is that he's doing both brachas on both mitzvahs, so then it's not a Chavilas Chavilas issue. Right? It won't be a Chavilas Chavilas issue. But he wanted to be Yotze, the minig of having the Birchas HaMotzi on the Shleima, so that's why he started the Betzia in the beginning, so that the Betzia will be Chal on the Shleima, but he didn't finish it. He didn't finish it so that it won't be a problem, so that the Betzia will also be able to be Chal on the Prusa, the Birchas HaMotzi will be able to be Chal on the Prusa as well. Okay. The three Shitas that we presented till now are either that the Birchas HaMotzi goes on the Prusa, the Bracha L'Chilas Matzah, the Birchas HaMotzi goes on the Shleima, and the Bracha L'Chilas Matzah goes on the Prusa, or they both go on the Prusa. According to both of those Shitas, you need a separate Lecha Mishnah. And the third Shita is the Rif and the Rambam. The Rif and the Rambam that you have only 1.5 matzahs, and the Brachas are going on the Prusa. The Ri is really working within. The Ri and Brachas is really working within Rashi and the Rashban, that he follows the minhag, right? He wants the Bracha. And the Ri is really a full shita, right? He's saying that the Brachas should be on Shteim, right? That really it should be on the Prusa and the Shleim in order to solve the Chavilas Chavilas issue. How does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? How does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? The Shulchan Aruch is the Shulchan Aruch. Oh, page 7. Shulchan Aruch says, V'yikach ha-matzos k'seide she'inicham ha-pusa ben shtei ha-shleimos, v'yokhazim b'yodo, v'yivarech ha-motzi, v'al ha-chilas matzah, v'achakach yivtza me'ha-shleima ho'al-yono u'me'ha-pusa me'shteim b'yachad. Shteim b'yachad. So he says that you take the two shleimas, you make hamotzi and the bracha l'achilas matzah, and then you botzea from the shleima and from the prusa biyachad. It sounds like he's koshish for the ri, no? That's what it certainly sounds like. That you botzea mishteya. You make both brachas. He doesn't say you make a hamotzi on the shleima and the bracha l'achilas matzah on the prusa. It sounds like you make both brachas and you botzea mishteya. Interesting. Very interesting. The Mishnah Berurah explains through. He says, "V'yochas and biyadu and sukkot and beis kol shloshtam ha'yonav v'hatachtona b'shvul lechem mishnah v'yaprus al shem lechemoni v'yivarech b'chas hamotzi v'yaniach hashlishis lehishamet niyado v'yivarech ala prusa im tfisas el yona lachilas matza v'yivarech shnei abrachas terem yishberin." So the way that Mishnah Berurah describes it is that you're holding the two matzahs for Lechem Mishnah. So after you make a hamotzi, you don't need the din of Lechem Mishnah. So you drop the bottom matzah. That's what you'll use for Korech. And then you make the bracha l'achilas matzah on both of the other matzahs. Mishteyem yachad. Do l'chatchila tzarech lechol mishneyem bevasachas. Okay, nachon shiyah habetziah gamken bevasachas v'lo b'zeachazah. The impression you get is that the Shulchan Aruch Tak is being machmer for the reed. To make it seem like the brachas are on both matzahs, right? The brachas hamotzi is on both matzahs, and the bracha lechilas matzahs on both as well. That's why the betziah is mishteya. That's why the betziah is mishteya. To be yotzei everything, right? So that you're really making both brachas on both matzahs. There's no chavilas, right? It's not like both brachas are on the prusa, right? Because the bracha brachas hamotzi is going to go on the shlema too. But you're going to be yotze according to everyone, right? You're going to have both brachas going on both matzahs. But then the Shulchan Aruch adds one final nekuda. V'yochlem behaseba biyachad kezayis mikol echad. You should eat a kezayis from each matzah, from the top matzah and from the middle matzah. This is one final edition of the Shulchan Aruch. Now that's a big chiddush. Why should that be true? Why should you eat a kezayis from both of them? Kezayis for the bracha l'achilas matzah that I get is a mitzvah of matzah. But for the hamotzi, why do I need a separate kezayis for the brachas hamotzi? If I'm eating matzah from the bracha l'achilas matzah, so I have a kezayis already. Why should I need another kezayis from the brachas hamotzi from the other matzah too? Very strange what the Shulchan Aruch says. Kezayis mikol echad, what does the Mishnah Berurah say? Kezayis mikol echad. Mina prusa bevadai tzara kezayis da mevarchen ala achilas matzah ben achila prusa mikezayis. Aval prusa samotzi alokayim lan da motzi mevarchen afilo apachos mikezayis. So why should you get kezayis from the shleima too, from the other? Elamishim diyesh poskim shesovim de birchas samotzi koy ala prusa birchas ala achilas matzah koy ala shleima lekach tzarech mikol achas kezayis. Zavta mishna bura. Kezayis is for the mitzvah of matzah. If the bracha l'achilas matzah is going only on the prusa, then you only need a kezayis for the prusa. But he says there are some shittas that hold that the bracha l'achilas matzah is going on the shleima. Some say that the brachas hamotzi is going on the prusa, and the bracha l'achilas matzah is going on the shleima. So there's a suffix whether the bracha l'achilas matzah is going on the prusa or the shleima. This is up to Mishnah Berurah. That's why you need a kezayis in each matzah. Where did the Mishnah Berurah get this from? We haven't seen a shita like that. We have not seen a shita yet that holds that the bracha l'achilas matzah goes on the shleima. No one said that. Everyone says it goes on the prusa. The question is, does the brachas hamotzi go on the prusa too? But what kind of a strange notion is this? That the shleima, that the bracha l'achilas matzah is going on the shleima too? And that's why you need a kezayis from each one? That's the minute taka. We take a kezayis from each matzah. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like because there's one shita that says that even... that the bracha l'achilas matzah goes on the shleima. So it might go on the prusa, it might go on the shleima, so you need a kezayis from each one. It's a big chiddush. What sheet is that? So take a look at the Tur, the Bach, look at the Mefarshim, try to figure out, where is this sheet coming from? Is there such a sheet? But the truth is, even if this sheet is hard to find, you're going to find that it's actually hard. It's difficult to figure out which sheet this is. I'm not sure. Many of the shittas in the Rishonim that the Mefarshim quote, that maybe hold of the shita, if you look at them one by one, they don't say it. There is one shita like this, but it's not a mainstream shita. But even if this shita is not a mainstream shita, if you look at the Rush, I'll give you another chelik of the Rush that somehow got left out of my comments. If you look at the Rush, you'll see that the Rush actually has this din anyway. Rush says, even though we assume that the bracha l'achilas matzah definitely goes on the prusa, the Rush says that there is an inyan to have a kezayis from each matzah. So even though the way the Mishnah Brewers explain the Shulchan Aruch, they don't really understand what the makor of the Mishnah Brewer is, but this halach of the Shulchan Aruch is very important. So tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll try to get back to this Shulchan Aruch, this idea that you're supposed to have a kezayis from each one of the matzahs. We'll try to explain what that's based on.